Headlines raced around the world this month after a man in Wyoming allegedly tortured and then killed a gray wolf. The details of the case are disturbing, so if you need to, here is your chance to turn down the radio. Earlier this year, a man named Cody Roberts allegedly ran over a wolf with a snowmobile and then brought it to a local bar. There is video of the injured animal tied up on the floor. In a picture, you can see its mouth is taped shut. Later, the man allegedly took the wolf outside and killed it. His punishment? A $250 fine for illegal possession of a wild animal. The local county district attorney says an investigation is underway, but animal rights advocates say this is an obvious case of animal cruelty, and they are demanding that lawmakers do something about it. Let's bring in someone who knows about Wyoming's relationship with wolves. Rob Wallace was the governor's chief of staff in 1995 when wolves were reintroduced into Yellowstone. He also oversaw the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service under the Trump administration. Rob, welcome. It's great to speak with you.
Thank you, Peter. Nice to visit with you.
Yeah, so this incident allegedly happened back in February. There was a local news outlet that broke the story in early April. When you first saw those pictures of the wolf tied up in this bar, what went through your mind?
Well, I think what a lot of people experienced, it was like a cruel and indefensible act. That's not who Wyoming is as a state. We have a very strong record in wildlife conservation and stewardship. It was an act that just caught everybody off guard.
All kinds of animals are mistreated all the time. Why do you think this story touched such a nerve, not only in Wyoming, but frankly, all around the globe?
I think the picture that published really brought it home to everybody. You know, words don't quite describe something like that, but when you see it in a picture, it's like being hit over the head with a hammer.
I know that many people in Wyoming love to hunt, cherish that tradition. Is that what this is, just merely a hunting story?
No, it's an animal cruelty story.
Okay.
I mean, it's perfectly legal in that part of Daniel for a rancher that sees his livestock at risk from a wolf or a pack of wolves to shoot them. But shooting a wolf that's preying on livestock and torturing a wolf in a bar are two completely different issues.
A lot of the outrage around the world is over this $250 fine that the person paid for having possession of a wild animal. Do you think that Wyoming needs to change its laws so that there's a bigger consequence for treating an animal like this?
I think there's a lot of people looking at that question right now. I know the governor's involved. The Wyoming legislature, through their wildlife committees, are looking at this right now. The Wyoming Game and Fish Commission has already had a hearing on it, and they're looking at it. I think there's going to be a concerted effort to see how something like this fell through the cracks of our existing laws.
Wyoming manages its wolf population after many years of federal protections under the Endangered Species Act and many, many lawsuits. And in fact, because of this story, there are new lawsuits suggesting that the state shouldn't have that responsibility anymore. What do you think? Does that go too far?
I can assure your listeners that the wolf population in Wyoming is doing just fine. In 1995, when I was working in Cheyenne, the Fish and Wildlife Service brought 31 wolves in from Canada with the idea of populating Yellowstone. In the preceding years, up to 2024, there's over 500 wolves in the ecosystem, and they're ranging far and wide from Yellowstone and doing quite well.
I wonder if that's part of the challenge here, because anyone who spent any time in Wyoming knows that this animal is very controversial, very contentious. There are people who, you know, frankly believe that they are pests. I mean, can you help others understand why this issue, this animal, is so fraught?
Well, if you're a rancher with livestock and you're being attacked by predators, you're quite concerned with that. And I think Wyoming has done a pretty good job balancing the two needs. There's no debate that the wolves have been a constructive addition to Yellowstone National Park. And there's also no debate that they've also left the park and are now preying on livestock way far from the park. So it's a pretty good balance right now that they've got.
Well, in fact, wolf populations are growing across the western United States. You know, I was just in eastern Arizona in the mountains where the Mexican gray wolf is protected by the Endangered Species Act, but its population is booming. And Fish and Wildlife Service wolf manager told me at the time that pretty soon we're going to have wolves from the Canadian border all the way down to the Mexican border, which has the potential of creating more conflicts. Do you think, you know, what we saw in Wyoming in this case, like we can expect to see some of these conflicts get worse as the populations grow?
I think it's going to require more conscientious management and candid conversations among all of the interested parties. You know, years ago when I was first getting interested in government, there was a lot of worry in Wyoming about the grizzly bear, the bald eagle, the whooping crane, the black-footed ferret, and the wolf, who wasn't at the time even in Yellowstone. All of those species are thriving now, thanks to wise management and cooperation with the state of Wyoming and the federal government. So I'm upbeat that these problems are going to resolve themselves in a very constructive way.
Rob Wallace is a Wyoming native who oversaw the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service under the Trump administration. Mr. Wallace, thank you so much for your time.
Nice to speak with you.